The Dog Baptist Church meets at the Baptist Center on RD Terrace. On Sunday morning, we get together at 11 a.m. for our main worship service.
On Sunday evening, we meet at 6 p.m. for Bible study.
We'd love to see you there.
And we would indeed love to see you there at Dundalk Baptist Church on RD Terrace. We do hope that you're enjoying the show this evening. We were presented with some of the statistics from our website over the last few days, and very encouraging news. And a lot of you are listening on the podcast. So if you're listening in Armenia, we do bring you greetings from Dundalk Baptist Church. And thank you very much for listening to the show on the podcast. You can download the podcast from our website or through either Podcast Republic or iTunes or any other third-party app that plays iTunes podcasts. You can also visit our website at www.dundalkbaptistchurch.org. We have our Facebook page open, which is Heart of the Matter on Dundalk FM. And we also have the Dundalk Baptist Church Facebook page open as well. So you can communicate with us on any of those particular media. Of course, we have people listening in from all over the world. We have people listening from China, from India, from the area in New Zealand and Australia. We have folk listening to us from Russia and from the Ukraine, from Romania, from Hungary and Denmark and the Netherlands and France. Some folk listening to us from Africa, others listening to us from South America and Central America, and others listening to us from the USA as well. We have Phil, who listens to us on a regular basis from Washington State. We have folk listening to us from Utah and California, from Mississippi and Maine and Michigan, North Carolina, and Daniel and Anna are listening to us in Florida. We have folk listening to us in the United Kingdom. Matthew is listening to us in Inverness, and there are folk listening to us in the West Midlands. Martin and Roisin and Evie and Imperator and Paulina are listening to us there. We have folk listening to us in the Greater London area as well. And in Northern Ireland, in Lisburn and Temple Patrick and Enniskillen, all the way over in Galway, Limerick, in Cork, in Laois, in Wicklow. Francesca is listening to us in Balbriggan, and then there are folk listening to us around the town on Dundalk FM. So we do hope you're enjoying the show. Do contact us through the Facebook page and let us know if you have any questions. And over the next few weeks, we'll be looking at the nature of Scripture. So if you have any questions that you have on that, we'll hopefully be able to give you an answer to some of those questions, at least address them on the air. If you send them through to us on either by through either of the Facebook pages or on the website. So, Michael, as we started off this evening looking at this passage in 2 Timothy, and you started off, the way you started off was a very interesting tack to take, in that you showed. Talked about the context of the passage, that it's a warning passage. So it's not necessarily a teaching passage as such.
Well, I mean, it's a teaching passage in a way, but it's, you know, sometimes we just jump straight to verse 16 and say, oh, well, here's a verse about the Scriptures, and we kind of pull it out of the context that it's in. I mean, one of the reasons why that passage there is so powerful is because, as Paul has set up you know, all these things that he's telling Timothy, hey, get ready for this, right? Because verse 1, in the last days, difficult times are going to come. And if difficult times are going to come, how is he going to be successful? How is he going to persevere in the midst of all this, particularly if a lot of these trials and a lot of these difficulties are going to come up from within the church? Where is he going to look to have that support, that direction, that guidance? You know, and he doesn't say, well, go this way or that way. He says, you know where you need to go. You've been taught this from the very beginning. You need to go to the Scriptures, because they are theanoustos. They are God-breathed, and that's what's guiding you.
Yeah, and that's what the most important thing is here, isn't it? That it's the Scriptures that are the foundation for everything. It's not like the Scriptures are an optional extra. They're not like, it's not like we have this this, as some people would say, well, you have this holy book, but it was written so far, so long ago, and it's really, it really has no relevance to what we're talking about today, because we've gone past all of that.
Yeah, I mean, Paul could have said, hey, you use the books that you know growing up. It's a good guide. I mean, it's not the greatest, but it'll get you there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do that. He points them to the scriptures, and then he basically gives Timothy the reason why this is going to be the light to guide you through the upcoming difficulty times. And he says, because all scripture is theanoustos. So all scripture is the breathe out words from God. And if those words are from God, then those are going to be the direction and the path that you want to follow to get ready to battle through these difficulties, because they are the ones that are going to be profitable for teaching and reproof, which he'd have to do if all these trials and within the church, these people are rising up and teaching false things, for correction, for training in righteousness, right? And so then verse 17, so that the man of God may be adequate or complete, some translations say equipped for every good work. So it's the God-breathed scriptures that's preparing Timothy for the battles that lay ahead.
Yeah, it's The idea, isn't it, that it's like a soldier being equipped for battle, that he has all that he needs in to survive in a very violent world.
Yeah, and notice Paul doesn't go on to say, so do that on the one hand, and then on the other hand, make sure you trust tradition and make sure you follow the church.
Yeah.
He doesn't point him to any of that. His whole thing is, remember from childhood, you have known the sacred writings, continue to follow in that path because they are theanoustos. And that's so important to remember that. He's not just saying, hey, these are good books, but that these are the ones that are theanoustos, that these are God-breathed, and therefore they are profitable for all of these reasons that he lists out.
So, Michael, when we talk about, the scriptures, and, you know, a lot of people will dismiss them on the basis of them being archaic, and not that, you know, we need to interpret them in the light of how a person was thinking back then, but we know so much more now, so therefore we can dismiss a lot of what they think, because they were just either misogynistic or racist or, you know, backward thinking, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we need to realize, go back 1,000, even 1,000 years, right? How would you explain something to someone, that would be happening in the future? Let's say you're not going to all of a sudden start to be talking about computers or airplanes. That wouldn't make any sense. So you use what they are familiar with. You use the surroundings that they know. So yes, we see in this a world which seems so distant from us. But how else can truth be communicated to a people if you want to start talking about things that don't exist? So, but we need to realize that, having said that, that the Bible is telling a story about a people who lived in history. And so even within this story, there are the truths that are universal and will transcend time, transcend culture. I mean, that's one of the things about the gospel that's so amazing, is that the gospel itself is not confined to a particular time frame or time period in history, or to even a single culture. The gospel is able to go throughout all the cultures of the world, throughout all the times, and in all of those places and in all of those times, save a people for God. So we just need to remember that the scriptures, as God breathed, is going to be both relevant when it was written 2,000-3,000 years ago as it is today.
Yeah, and it's that unchanged, unadulterated truth that doesn't change. And if we interpret it correctly, we interpret it as it was given to the people then, and then we can apply it to our own situations. But if we try and people make two mistakes on either extreme, they either dismiss everything because it's archaic, or they try and apply it absolutely directly to everything that they do right now, and it doesn't work.
Or they try to read into it modern concepts,
yeah,
which you can't do.
You just can't do that either. the second passage that you looked at, Michael, was the second Peter. So we have in the second Timothy passage, we have how God has inspired or has breathed out the word of God, but he also used men.
That's right.
And that's what Second Peter is about, isn't it?
Yeah, so he basically says, so no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So God is using humans to get his word to his people. And that means that he's going to use their style of writing and speaking. He's going to use their idiosyncrasies in the production of these texts. So, when we come to verses like this, we're not thinking, okay, one day Paul was just sitting there and he got zapped and, you know, he closed his eyes and his hand just started moving. That's not what happened at all. But in the act of doing these things, as Paul sees what's going on in Galatia, and he needs to write to them to address them very directly, God is using that in such a way and guiding him through the Spirit to write these words that are recognized as theanoustos. Well, we're going to go really quickly to our third song here, which is a song by Third Day called King of Glory.
Lord of heaven.
Michael, as we were looking there at the passage in 2 Peter, I'm a little confused as I read 20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. There's a contrast there, but I'm just not seeing. There's a little bit of I'm a little bit confused with private interpretation versus the prophecy.
Yeah, well, I guess we can kind of approach it looking at it that we've got these two not this, but this statement. So if we start, let's just start with the but this statement first, because that's very clear. He says, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. And so whatever the other two things mean, that's not how it happened. How it happened was that God spoke through humans, through men, by the power of the Holy Spirit, leading them to write what he wanted them to write. So God uses the men as the instruments of his to bring about his scripture. So what did we go? What are the other two then? Well, we start off with it's not a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will. Basically, I think what he's saying there is that, you know, the prophets didn't wake up one day and decide, you know what, I think I'll write some scripture. You know, it's not that they sat down and came up with this on their own, but that the origination of the prophetic utterance itself did come from God. That's why I said, you know, as we were going through it, how many times do we read in the Old Testament, the word of the Lord came to me saying, right? And that speaks to this very truth here, that the Lord's words did not come from within them, but from without them. And so it wasn't that they sat back and were like, hey, let me just write something down today. But rather, they were moved by the Holy Spirit sent from God to guide them into what he wanted them to say.
Yeah, and that's so important, isn't it, to understand that it is God has used men and their personalities, their styles, their ways even of thinking. And we saw that with Luke, didn't we, that it's he diligently researched and worked hard to figure out what the actual facts were before writing them down. And so, you know, God has used that even in his breathing out of the word. He uses the personalities of men to do that. And I suppose then the question then has to be asked, why is all this important? Because it seems like a very technical discussion, but you know, there is a real point to this, because our eternal souls depend on our trusting what the scripture says, isn't that right, Michael?
Yeah. So I mean, one of the important things about this whole discussion is that when we look at the scriptures, we see that they're not just made up by some, you know, Bedouins a long time ago, but that they are God's word to us, to not only his people, but there's a call to all people in his word, the scriptures. And so we can think of or passages like 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul writes, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you have received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain." And then he says this, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas." And he goes on from there saying how many he appeared to. And so the scriptures themselves testify to the fact that the Messiah was coming, that a Christ would come who would bear the sins of those who would believe on him, on his body, and that Christ would bear the punishment that they deserved. And that's the one of the important points of all this, is that when we come to scriptures, we hear God's voice to us, we hear his words to us, and they are saying, trust in Jesus, believe in him, and the sin that you know that is in your heart that you commit will be forgiven, because Christ will have borne that punishment for you.
Yeah, and that's so important to remember, and that's what we call you to do on every show, is to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, as he has shown in his word to be the promised one and the one who will bring you into relationship with God and give you eternal life. But we have come to the end of another show here on Heart of the Matter on Dundalk FM. Coming up next, we have Shades of Green with Jimmy Neary, and later on, the repeat of Town Talk from this morning. But it just remains for me to say good night and God bless.
Good night.
And thank you for listening. And we close with a song called Let the Nations Be Glad by Matt Boswell.
Gospel to explain. Now we pray.